Unit 12, page 117. Culture, exercise 2.
Transport around the world. The Amphibus, the Netherlands. The big blue Amphibus certainly makes a big splash. It's in Rotterdam, and it takes people on tours of the city. It's cool. It can travel on land and in the water. It is more expensive than water taxis, but it is more exciting too. It is slower in the water than on land. It goes at 8 kilometers per hour in the water and 96 kilometers per hour on land. The tour lasts for an hour and it costs €27.50. Moving walkways and escalators, Hong Kong. The central mid-levels escalator is 800 meters long. Escalators are usually inside a shopping center or an airport, but not this one. It's outside. It's a great way to travel round this city of hills. And it's free. There are 14 places where you can get on and off. The escalators travel down the hill from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. so people can travel to work. They travel up the hill from 10 a.m. to midnight. The urban cable car, Turkey. Ankara's cable car is cheaper than other forms of public transport, and it is healthier because it doesn't pollute the air. It is also easier and quicker than travelling by car because there are no traffic jams in the sky. It travels 60 metres above the ground, and passengers can get great views of the city. Submarines. Lanzarote and Tenerife. Now you can travel in a submarine. This submarine carries tourists. It is a safe and comfortable way to see the colourful fish and the plants and rocks under our seas. The submarine can carry 48 people, and it has 11 large windows on each side. It travels down 60 meters under the sea.